Yes, love is the law right here on this very radio show, known to many as the Lori and Julia Show. And we are back for hour two of our kickoff of the week. And should we do it with some more sea shanty?
Let's do it.
Let's do a little
This is
sea
our
shanty.
Taking down the man while sea shanty.
Yeah, so this is verse two, I believe. We heard verse one in the first hour. This is verse two.
Bring it to the fair in charge admission. Bring it to the fair in charge admission. Bring it to the fair in charge admission now that we're remodeling.
There you go.
I like that
boo-hoo,
one.
Boo-hoo, down it's coming. Boo-hoo, down it's coming. Boo-hoo,
I like
down
that one.
It's coming now that we're remodeling.
Yeah, it gets stuck in your head. I've been pretty much singing it all weekend.
Oh, well, we did the audio, but now we have to do the video.
Yes.
Because it actually is going to happen this week.
Yeah. Well, we Lady Exercise did a man walk.
We have a bunch of In the Bag videos. Allison Kaplan from the Shop Girls and Harmony. Harmony did a video, and Harmony, you know, sits on my side and Allison sits where you sit. And Harmony really wanted to take off with one of our Patrick Dempsey's, our McSteamy. I mean, we have some vintage pictures.
For a second, I thought you were talking about Patrick Stewart. I'm like,
No, he would never be up here. Let's get that straight. Yeah. We aren't Star Trek people.
That's right.
He's a handsome chap.
Yeah, whatever. He's not our
swing
guy.
Your way, I don't think.
No, we don't like that.
Okay, so we have a report. This was on the Today Show this morning, and I thought it was worth playing because we are hearing a lot about these new strains of the coronavirus being detected in the U.S. Should we be upgrading our face coverings? Should we be wearing double masks? So Stephanie Gosk reports.
This morning, less than a month after first being detected in the U.S., the U.K. variant of COVID-19 has been found in at least 23 states. As health experts warn, the mutation could become the dominant strain by March.
This strain has the potential to spread very quickly in this country.
While researchers are working to determine if the variant has a higher death rate, it's clear the strain is much easier to transmit. To prevent a more disastrous surge, doctors say it's time to double down on mask wearing.
This is not something to wait on. We should be getting higher quality masks, and people should be wearing higher quality masks more or less right away.
While N95 masks are still the gold standard, blocking 95% of particles, they may be harder to find and should be reserved for healthcare workers. Experts now say the next best thing may be double masking.
Wearing two masks helps improve the filtration ability of the mask in both directions, and so it helps protect you better and it helps protect others.
Researchers at Virginia Tech found layering two cloth masks will up the efficacy from 50% to 75%.
There's our word, efficacy. And basically, also then Fauci was on all of the morning programs.
Yes, he was.
And he just was like, if you're going to be doing something where there's a lot of people, an airport, an airplane, a grocery store, a gym where there's like, wear double masks, wear a paper mask and then another mask over it. Do not wear the gaiters, a neck gaiter, a bandana. But this was kind of somebody that on Facebook shared, this is a nurse who's been just really the frontline healthcare workers have just about had it with the nonsense of people who are too inconvenienced to wear a mask and they think it's against their freedom. So there's a nurse who had this pinned to her profile and it's a little fairy tale.
All right.
There's a battle between two wolves inside all of us. One is evil, which is anger, jealousy, greed, resentment, lies, and ego. The other is good, joy, peace, love, hope, humility, kindness, and truth. Grandfather, which wolf wins? The grandfather replied, the one you feed.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. So anyway, and they're basically, they're saying that this is just more easily transmitted now, this new, and it's what Fauci was like, this is what viruses do. Mutate, get different,
and
you know.
Get smarter and get,
And yeah, Casey told me like a week ago, start wearing a double mask when you go places.
Yeah.
You know, because
we saw a lot of that on Inauguration Day too. About
the double masks?
I've seen a lot of double masking, I guess, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
I got the mask guard. The, Rocco, you can see that thing at the Hannibal Lecter. kind of thing that keeps the mask out from your mouth. So when you're exercising, because I breathe through my mouth.
I'm really glad you have something that you compared to Hannibal Lecter's mask.
Well, yeah, it is. It looks like, it does kind of look like
a mini.
Are you wearing it now? Should I go look through the window?
No, look in the window. Can't you see what I'm holding?
No, I'll come walk around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
plastic cage. It's like a cage that goes out from your mouth and it holds your mask out from your mouth, because when you are exercising,
plastic is stuck to your cheek, so you're not getting anything in that way. It's very secure.
It's very secure.
All right, does it work with your sipper mask?
Oh, who knows? I don't wear the sipper mask.
Drew is not drinking while playing tennis. You can drink and bowl.
You can, not when you play tennis. It's too
tennis is, people are not drinking and playing tennis. They have the drinks afterwards if they have them.
If you even have them.
Right.
You drink in your car when you get
a white wine spritzer.
Not even that. My tennis credit card's going to be. Because you keep, you have a house account when you join these things, because you have to pay for court time. And then the shoes were on sale this weekend there, and then a little score.
What else do you have to do?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Nothing but my... will be tennis charges.
Can we give a shout out to two authors that we've had on our show and love? They were both nominated for Edgar, named Edgar Allan Poe. For Best Paperback Original, Brian Freeman was nominated for The Deep, Deep Snow, and Jess Laurie for Unspeakable Things. Because Bloodline just came out in 2021, but that's it for 2020. So.
Both of our local people.
Yeah,
I love this.
That's kind of exciting.
Very exciting.
And then the story that just made me laugh out loud yesterday was USA Today. Here's the headline. Goodbye heels, hello lady stash, many women ditching beauty routines for good.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so this is only going to be, Rocco, so Friday, I think I sent Lori a text, and it was after, it was before inauguration, so it was probably last Tuesday, and Jenna Hager Bush was sitting down, the daughter of former President Bush, sitting down with the future daughter, Biden's daughter.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is, and I swear to God, she had a mustache, and I'm just, I was so distracted by her mustache. And I know I can get stashy. I mean, this is something, you got to stay on top of the stash. Yeah. So I'm like, send it to Lori. And I'm like, Lori, I can't concentrate on anything else except for I'm looking at the shadow of her stash. And Lori, you said you spit out your water. You texted me back when you got the thing because you were listening to it.
Yeah.
So it was just so weird. But I disagree that the stash is coming back for women. I do not like this trend.
Well, USA Today heard from dozens and dozens of women who shared that despite the lockdown, social restrictions, all that, the relaxed beauty standards that have been accompanied from retreat from public life have been liberating.
Like to grow a mustache?
No, but just...
Well, you said stash.
Well, it is. Just people are not... Like, people are shaving their legs less.
Sure.
People are waxing less. People are done wearing heels. People are done washing their hair every day, doing all these things. And Kate Mason, a gender study professor at Wheaton College, said, what is evident is the pandemic has changed the way many women present themselves to other. Social distancing and mask wearing gives us more discretion over how much or what part of our appearances we show. So anything that gives people a break from these social norms, we can reevaluate what works and what doesn't. And that can be a good thing.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just going to say this.
People are really done with waxing.
Oh, I get that.
Some people haven't shaved their legs since April. Yeah, no, I shave my legs, but
you don't grow that much hair. I mean, I've noticed the hair growth has slowed down on the calves. That's the only area I would shave.
And you're Italian.
I don't have a lot of...
Yeah,
you're not a hairy Italian. You know I'm not a hairy Italian, but apparently whisker or two may grow in.
Also, the other reason why women are spending less time on beauty is that we're spending, if you have children, you're spending more time on childcare, teaching, and housework.
Women really have gotten the shaft on this COVID thing, I would say.
Yeah.
Our hearts go out to you.
So it's been, that's why they're ditching some of this stuff. Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, we'll be back with Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so we have spent way too much time on this, and this is because this is our life. streaming, watching shows, watching this, doing that. Lori and I declared, Rocco, we're really weird this way.
Okay.
But we don't like to watch movies during the week. We like them on the weekend only.
I liked going to movies during the week. But and for some reason, I don't like watching a movie at home.
Do not. You are weekend. Trimming your nail with a full-size scissor.
I can't help it, Julia.
I can't
so
believe
long.
You just did that.
Yeah. Donna smeared lipstick all over the seat. So
by
I
accident.
Feel, I feel like clipping a long fingernail thing with a scissor is the
I've
least
never seen that.
Of the gross
oh
things that have happened in
the
studio today.
Okay, fine. So anyway, there's a study out. And I remember when COVID first hit, everyone's like, okay, we got to rein it in. We don't know what our expenses are going to be or what our income's going to be and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's had to readjust according to whatever their life has, what's happened to their life.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're settled in where we are, but one of my first things was I got to get rid of the cable, the big cable, because I was up to $256 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with high-speed internet and just some cable programs. Well, I got it down to $234.
That's it?
I swear, it's not that low. Because by the time I started adding up how much it would be to have Hulu Plus, have YouTube TV, have all the other things that I wanted to get what I want, it just became crazy. Because then I was listening to Grant today talk about how he got rid of his DirecTV and just went to Hulu Plus. But by the time you get home and you load up the app and your internet has to be working fast, you have to get internet somewhere. I mean, it's just like, it's a lot of work, some of these services.
You have to apply the grief to dollar ratio.
That's what I'm saying. So I think people are finding out, because if you own Netflix stock or Disney stock, some of these other stocks, you realize your stock has gone up quite a bit because people are streaming more than they ever had before. As a matter of fact, according to a survey, the average Americans are spending $47 a month on streaming services. This is outside of cable. This is Netflix is number one. It's followed by Amazon Prime, Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO Max, Peacock, which is free, and Apple TV Plus. But now we know the new Discovery Plus is coming online, and that's where you get some HGTV stuff and some other stuff and Magnolia Network. I mean, there's going to be all these other things that are asking you to pay. I think at the end of the day, you look and think, what is the grief to dollar ratio?
Yeah.
Because like in my basement, all I have is an Amazon Fire Stick. But by the time my basement internet gets loaded up on my TV so I can do a YouTube exercise video, it's 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I just get like, I've lost interest.
What do you have, nothing but time?
Well, I do have a lot of time. But I mean, Rocco, do you find that? I mean, so people have been trying to cut all these corners and you just... At the end of the day, I think this is what we have right now.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty lucky because I'm happen to be borrowing my mom and dad's passwords for a few streaming services.
Yes.
So that saves me some bucks. But yeah, we've been trying to cut back all the time too, because you look at your bill and you're like, no, this is way too much for what I'm getting. But then you build it back up, you know, with Hulu and Netflix and Apple and everything. But yeah. So, yeah, it's tough. And I think in both November and December, I got little nasty grams from Xfinity that I was going over on my data, because that's all we're doing. We're sitting home watching.
Right.
You know, and when you put on, you know, I was singing the praises
of. I
didn't
know we could go over on our data for that. I
didn't either.
I was looking at, you know, we've talked about Pluto TV a lot.
Right.
You know, if you put on Pluto TV and just like leave it on, you know, it seems like it's just regular TV, but no, it's streaming. And it's, you know, using your bandwidth and, it adds up.
I didn't know that there was a little charge there. So anyway, but I guess at the end of
what
the
are
day,
you saying?
I just do what makes you happy right now. And if it's $15 more a month, who cares? Is how I feel about it, you know, because we've cut. We're not doing any of the other things.
I haven't cut anything.
Well, Lori, you haven't had to.
Yeah.
But for people who have. I'm just,
which is you.
Right. It adds up, all the cutting, and it just seems worthless at the end of the day to keep cutting. Anyway, but we're spending a lot more, people, in case anyone cared about that at all. I don't know that you did. Beyonce's latest Adidas and Ivy Park collaboration is posted on the Lori and Julia show page. I love it. Well, you talked about how we're not wearing high heels, and I keep seeing pictures of Sarah Jessica Parker working in her own Sarah Jessica Parker store because she's a high heel store and her shoes are really expensive.
Right.
So she feels
sales have got to be down.
And she, I feel like, shows up there every Sunday.
She does.
So people want to know that maybe they might get her to help them buy their shoes. I think it's a marketing thing that she's trying to do to get people to buy her shoes. But the wedge tennis shoe is the bomb. And so what I'm seeing in this new Ivy collection with Adidas and Beyonce, there's a cool pair of white shoes. Tennis shoes are being, I mean, they were really doing some nice tennis shoes.
Remember when the tennis shoes with the lug, they look like Doc Martens and they kind of had the high heel thing. And those are in. I haven't put my feet in a pair of heels. Mm-mm.
Just bought another new pair of tennis shoes this weekend, actually. Mm-hmm. Tennis shoes. Because there's not a shoe that wears out faster than a tennis shoe. Those only last like 3 months, I swear to God. They've got something on them. They've got a way that they just go out. All right, other things. Today's Irish coffee day.
Where is our whiskey?
I don't know, but doesn't that sound good? It the way the drink was created in Ireland during World War II, and it's made with Irish whiskey, hot coffee, heavier whipped cream, and a little brown sugar. And it made its way to America in the 50s. And how it all started is Foynes Airport in Foynes, Ireland, which I'm sure I'm pronouncing right, F-O-Y-N-E-S, is one of the biggest airports, was one of the biggest airports during World War II. It was a place where flying boats traveled across the Atlantic and docked and was frequented by passengers from the United States, such as Hollywood stars and political figures. In 1943, Brendan O'Regan opened a restaurant in the terminal building there and hired Joe Sheridan as chef. He invented Irish coffee. It took off. Everyone drank it. That's the end of the story. But there's nothing like coffee with a little bit of Irish cream.
Yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm. I like it with the whiskey, not like the Baileys.
Yes.
The Baileys is too sweet. Yeah. We have people in our family that just mainline Baileys and coffee.
Mm-hmm. But do you put sugar or anything else in it? Just whiskey?
You're supposed to put brown sugar.
Brown sugar
if it's made
in
a
it.
Traditional way. I'm trying to think of the
I used to like Keoki coffee. There's a bar in San Francisco.
In Chicago.
In Chicago,
there's
too.
There's a famous Irish whiskey bar. I feel like it's right on, right overlooks, like from that park.
Right.
Millennium Park or whatever. It's kind of, I can't think of the name.
An Irish whiskey bar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Tomorrow. Oh, is it already time?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Today's bubble wrap day. And I'm going to tell you, it was originally, bubble wrap literally was originally to be a wall covering.
Is
before,
that right?
Yep.
For decor?
It was for decor. It was originally supposed to be wallpapering.
Like the 60s?
Like the 60s. Yeah, looking for textures, late 50s.
So there you go. Well, we'll chew on that. We'll
pop those bubbles.
Pop those bubbles.
Pop those bubbles, please. All right. We'll be right back. Let me tell you the bar.
What's the bar?
The bar in Chicago
what
to get Mary sent it, the Buena Vista.
Oh.
Best Irish coffee ever in Chicago. Gosh, going to a bar and getting a drink sounds good.
Mm-hmm. We can go to a bar.
I know we can.
You can. But have you?
Long ago and far away.
Far away. Okay. Here is, on January 7th, Olivia Rodrigo, known for her acting and singing on Disney's Bizarre Vark and Disney's High School Musical, The Musical, The Series, released Driver's License, a heartbreak song that not only immediately shot to number one in the Billboard Hot 100, but also twice broke Spotify's record for most daily streams of a non-holiday song. And it quickly became an overnight phenomenon with, of course, the TikTokers creating millions of...
Oh, it's in San Francisco, the one I just gave you. Sorry.
Okay. Millions of videos, and the songs ripped from the headlines backstory only added to the public's fascination. Now, Driver's License is number one again for the second week in a row. It's the first song to draw over 50 million U.S. streams.
It's number one on if you hit pop playlist. Today's hits.
Yeah,
it's the first song.
And it's the first song to draw over 50 million streams in its first 2 weeks since Cardi B's WAP.
Wow.
Which did it last. Yep. And also, her debut EP is supposed to come out this week. And then the gal that she sings about, Sabrina Carpenter, who's her High School Musical co-star.
Yes.
That supposedly broke her and her Joshua Barrett, who's they're like Zach and Vanessa.
High School Musical boyfriend's relationship.
That's right. And Sabrina is a recording artist, star of Girl Meets World and Anyway, she wrote a song called Skin, which we played last Friday, which is like a response song. The drama that's going on, all I can think of is that their PR and management people just must be so happy about this.
It's great.
It's
and
great.
We listened to that second song. Is there an update? Just that it no. just keeps driver's license just
driver's
keeps
license
breaking
just
records.
Keeps going. Yeah.
All right. It's good.
It just keeps going.
I can't help it. It's sappy and it's good and I still listen to it.
Yeah. And they broke up like last August, but the pain is real for Olivia and people are loving it. And I don't know what's going to happen to Skin. Ariana Grande's remix of 34 plus 35. That's number two because it's got the remix with Doja Cat and Megan Thee Stallion. So I don't know what's going to happen with that Skin song. I don't really remember it being that memorable. But the last time a song that was credited to three women, solo women, and a song was 20 years ago, Lady Marmalade.
Oh, I love
Christina
that.
Christina Aguilera, yes. Lil' Kim, Maya, and Pink ruled for 5 weeks, June of 2001.
Was that when Moulin Rouge came out? Because I feel like that song was on the Moulin Rouge soundtrack. Hey, Marmalade went down to the stars.
So that is going on. Madonna's daughter joined Instagram, and she's 24. She's not been on any social media, and she did not come to play. She posted exactly two things, and as people were commenting, I mean, think about it. I mean, she's Madonna's daughter.
Yes.
MTV covered her birth like it was an inauguration.
It was. It was a big darn deal. We know who the exercise dad was.
And a fan asked her just, and she's only have these two posts, and they're kind of...
I saw them.
Okay. A fan asked if she would have a music career. Lola, as we call her in the know, replied she would sing at their funeral, and the fan absolutely loved it. Then another person said, oh, aren't you thirsty? Now, I would say Lourdes could have got on Instagram a long time ago. And Lola responded that they needed to wash their booty, but used a different word. And she's clapping back like you wouldn't believe to all the people making negative comments. It's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
And it is making people's day that she has no time for anybody's nonsense.
Yeah.
Yelling at her about her two posts on Instagram.
Oh, please. Get a life. Get a life, people.
Let's just talk about, just for 1 second, Julia, about Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. She's 41. He's 45. And I think they've known each other for a long time.
I would see that.
And I kind of like
What's the name of his band?
Blink-182?
That's it, Blink-182.
Okay. I kind of like these adult love stories. I like it when two people in their 40s and they've been friends and they've dated the younger people. They've explained who friends are, you know, friends is. They're always explaining things because Kourtney, her last two guy,
have been like 23 years old. They've been super young.
Super young, which I get because then no one wants to, you're not, it's just for fun. And you're, I totally get it. But maybe after two or three of those, you're kind of tired. I think Travis has a list of younger exes. And maybe they just want to be like, or is this going to be a reality show, Keeping Up with the Barkers for Hulu? I don't think so. But anyway, they've been apparently, you know, who broke this story? Du Mois on Instagram.
That Du Mois is all over the place.
I know.
Du Mois is doing a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, they really are happening now. And so that's nice for them. And then
I actually do think that is nice because, you know, why not? They both live in L.A. They live in the same neighborhood. It'd be easy. People want to be in a relationship.
Sometimes. Yeah. And you're probably not going to get too serious about a 23-year-old.
No.
That's the whole idea, dating a 23-year-old.
That's right.
When you're in your 40s. Okay. Mandy Moore, I forgot. She's totally having a baby.
She's totally having a baby.
She is having a baby. And we posted this photo. And late last week, she shared photos on Insta of a toy dog from Cuddle Clones that is a near perfect replica of her late canine who died at the end of November. And she revealed that her husband It was her favorite gift over the holidays. It's a little stuffed version of my beloved Joni. And it looks like a real dog when you look at the photos.
I love it.
Do you think that's good or creepy?
I think it's sweet.
Yeah. Rocco, what do you think?
I didn't see it.
All right. I just think, you know, because you have, we've seen there's a lady that does replicas in Minnesota that makes little replicas of people's dogs who have passed away. We did this random story on her.
Yeah.
She's like right around the cities, maybe Northfield or something, and spends all this time. People want memories of their pets. That's true. And I remember Mandy Moore was gutted when her dog died because I saw that all over social media.
Right.
People, when their dog, it's a big deal.
And I remember when my mom's dog Cookie died and I was at the Renaissance and this woman that I knew, you know, she'll paint people's dogs, but there was a painting, just a little, like something you could put on a mantle or in a bedroom, a little oil painting. And it was a doppelganger for Cookie. And I bought it for my mom and I gave it to her for her birthday.
I bet she was so happy.
She was so happy because it looked like her dog. It looked like Cookie.
Okay, I'm looking at it now. The fact that it's super realistic is what creeps me out.
Yeah, well, maybe that's
like,
it.
Like if it was kind of cartoony and be like, oh, cute. That's, you know, Poppy.
It's cuddle like, clones.
Yeah, it looks like a real...
Now, Mandy and her husband don't have the money that Barbara Streisand has because she just cloned her dog.
She did. Oh, literally.
Man. Literally cloned her dog. Huh. Yeah. No, it's a little, you know, it's not going to be for everybody, but cuddle clones got some good PR.
No kidding me.
You know?
And that baby's got to be due soon, don't you think? Mandy Moore?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know. I'm not keeping track of her bump, but...
You're not on the bump watch.
I'm not on the bump watch. But I did in my...
I do watch on This Is Us to try to see how they position the camera. Because I know she's pregnant when they've been filming this.
Right.
So I try to watch what's happening.
And it looks like they do make a plush clone that's less realistic.
Less weird looking, right?
That might be nicer.
So, and then in my little YouTube rabbit hole this weekend, I... must be because I was like... looking up stuff about the Bee Gees, but all of a sudden I get this thing.
Again?
Watch MTV's Most Wanted featuring the Bee Gees in 1993. And they're sitting, Rocco, maybe you could find this on YouTube. It's filmed in London at the MTV studios in Camden. And the three brothers are sitting on high stools. Robin, of course, singing the lead, and Maurice and Barry sitting on either side of them playing guitar. And of course, it's 93. So they've kind of got the stoned wash denim on.
That is one look that was so ugly.
So bad.
Especially the black ones.
It was the uniform of the early 90s. This was the denim, but they.
Although you just see what Barry's wearing.
Oh my gosh.
He's got like the cut off
t-shirt.
Guns out.
Yeah. But it. So they're just sitting there and it's just, you know, it's called MTV's Most Wanted and they're doing this. It's just an acoustic harmony stripped down version of I Gotta Get a Message to You if you want to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, beautiful, right?
Beautiful.
Nothing, just the guitar, their voices.
They're beautiful harmony.
Mm-hmm. You can overlook the stonewashed denim, but isn't that a great?
It's nice, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, watch that documentary, people, if you haven't, if you can. It's so good. All right, listen, we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak this relationship breakup.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
All right, Julia, let's see. Let's start with this one, shall we? I think for our first Hollywood speak, Justin Bieber yesterday got very candid, actually did this on Saturday, posted on Instagram a photo of himself in handcuffs.
Why?
7 years ago today, I was arrested, not my finest hour, not proud of where I was in my life. I was hurting, unhappy, confused, angry, misunderstood, and angry. Angry. I also wore too much leather for someone in Miami. So, yeah, he was, remember he was arrested. He was like racing a yellow Lamborghini
with
around
his dad in Miami.
And he was wasted. Yep. And anyway, He pled guilty to careless driving, resisting arrest, and he agreed to take an anger management course and donate $50,000. But I say good for him.
I do too, recognizing that he's grown up
and remembering that. And
I feel like he's just turned into a man.
Yeah.
I mean, over the past, you know, he's done a lot of work.
Yeah.
And even though you guys, you know you don't like some of his songs, like the one with Shawn Mendes, where they're talking about kind of
fame and how hard it is.
Yeah.
The agony.
But
of fame.
But basically growing up in front of everyone so everyone sees all your mistakes and that's the only way they remember you.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a good job cleaning up his image and just taking accountability for what he did.
To me, that is, he wouldn't have had to have reminded us of that.
No, so not at all. Yeah. Wait till he reminds us of when he got in the egg fight with a neighbor. Remember that? Right. Crazy. That one.
He probably won't.
That was a nutty one. Yeah, right. I know.
Dale Moss on, oh boy, this will be the last time that we talk about Dale and Bachelorette Claire Crowley. In a video message, he said, "There's no one person to blame." That's right, because he was dating, he stepped out on Claire with several people.
I know.
So that is technically true.
Oh, I don't
There
understand.
Is no one person to blame because they've been trying to... Again, Dumois had all the sightings of Dale in New York on different dates.
Yeah, I know. I just don't. Can we promise to never mention his name?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
But there were. That's right, Dale. There wasn't one person because there were several. Shonda Rhimes has a new essay on her website, Shondaland.
Okay.
And since sometimes we just sort of like She's a positive fair. Story. Yep. We love her, but I did read it and it is really worth a read. She write basically it was an essay about the importance of gratitude and how it helped her make sense this year. And it wasn't like an all sunshine and rainbow kind of a things. She said, gratitude takes time. As does whining and negativity.
So true.
Mm-hmm. It's just a really good story. I love that she wrote that it does take just as much time to be negative as it does to be positive. And not that we want to discount anybody who's mourning or being frustrated and depressed at where we're at, but because that's perfectly reasonable to be upset
and
sad about everything that's going on. But she writes on this that focusing on how gratitude has helped her in this year.
And
it's just kind of...
just looking at things to be thankful for.
Yeah, whatever it is. She said, sometimes it's hard to find. I've had a hard time locating. It's not so simple to get yourself to reach the space inside to be that space. But that space, that gratitude space, it can feel like sweet oxygen. So if you're kind of like really like, feeling very frustrated or whatever, I would really encourage you to go to Shonda Land and read her essay about it. It's lovely.
I like that.
It's very lovely. Okay. Seventeen magazine.
Is it still happening?
Online.
Okay.
It's online.
With Glamour.
Yeah. They issued an apology saying it had, quote unquote, briefly published a story that was believed to have come from an impersonator of the Riverdale actor Lily Reinhart.
Oh.
So does briefly publish mean it was up on their website for half a day, a full day?
But was it or wasn't it by Lily Reinhart? I mean, is she in pain?
No, it was an imposter.
Okay, pretending they were
convinced 17 that they were in fact Lily Reinhart.
No.
And they have had to, they didn't even really know about it till Lily, a.k.a. Betty on Riverdale, wrote about it for some bizarre reason. Someone impersonated me and got interviewed by 17 Magazine and they published. So I think briefly published for the sake of this story, they mean 24 hours.
Okay.
Until Lily pointed it out to him that wasn't me.
That's just weird.
Isn't it?
Yes, that's weird.
Yeah, briefly published. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite. Briefly published. It was up there for less than 24 hours, guys. Okay, Ana de Armas. This is an interview.
Ben Affleck's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Sunday Times style. So this was probably done a couple of months ago. And she talked about becoming a household name after starring in Knives Out.
She was so good in that.
Mm-hmm.
She's so delightful on the camera. The camera loves her. She's kind of delicious.
Yeah, she says
she's awesome.
Her life has been, quote unquote, about being in the right place at the right time.
I love it.
I mean, can't we all say that or anything? I mean, that's a good catch-all.
But it is a good catch-all because some of the times, I mean, when you think about your career trajectory and everything, I feel like that happened to us. We were in the right place at the right time.
Rocco, do you agree with that? Being in the right time in the right place?
Yeah, it's and I forgot that she was in Knives Out. I'm looking
at it. Oh, it's so good. Now, that's a good movie. I would watch that on a weeknight.
And she was also in Blade Runner 2049.
I would never watch that.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that the one with Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was also in the right time, right place when she was filming the psychological thriller Deep Water, and her co-star was Ben Affleck.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, Alec Baldwin said kissing Jennifer Aniston on 30 Rock was quote-unquote painful.
Why? What is his problem right now? Is it just he's trying to get headlines because he is...
No. This is an interview that he gave to the Huffington Post, several years ago, but it's making the rounds again because apparently Jennifer Aniston was on an episode of 30 Rock titled The One with the Cast of Night Court. And in the episode, they share a wildly passionate kiss.
Okay.
Yet when he was asked about it, he said it was painful. I mean, every man who's had to make out with her in TV and movies, I don't know how they do it.
Stop.
Yes. And Jason Bateman apparently had a situation where it was...
With Jennifer Aniston and their friends.
Yeah.
They're good friends. They're like brother and sister friends almost.
I'll give you two reasons. Cigarettes and coffee breath.
Oh, there you go. Is that what they said?
That's what I say because Jennifer Aniston...
She smoked cigarettes.
Smoked Marlboro Lights and was a caffeine addict. And caffeine and cigs make horrible breath.
And if you don't eat, you have horrible breath too. That halitosis is just criminal for people who are hungry. Nothing worse. Because I remember when Donnie wouldn't eat and we could smell his breath.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it was right before he'd have his apple.
Yeah.
Because he had an apple every time the same day and he'd have tuna fish for lunch. I mean, but I remember we'd be like, oh dear.
One last thing. Please, Hollywood speak. Brooklyn Beckham getting his girlfriend's part of a love note, her eyes, everything tattooed on the back of his neck.
He's stupid.
Mm-hmm. He's a man in love, Julia.
He's not even, he's going to have long hair. That is such an ugly look. That's like having a cartoon on the back. Like, it's really bad.
Eyes, her
so
nose.
So under his hairline is her eyes, her nose. It looks like she's wearing a necklace and then some words about, dear Brooks,
it's part
I
of
love
the love
you.
Letter,
that's
love
just
letter.
So stupid.
It's so 21.
I'm sorry. It's so 21. Well, the lasers have come a long way.
There you go.
So the Hollywood speak on is, I can take it down next year if I don't